Lord, we seek you through your word this morning. I pray for those who are going to hear the message. I pray for those who are going to speak the message. And I thank you, Lord, for those who have already shown your power, your mercy, your grace, your love through praise. Lord, help us to hear what you have to say today to our hearts, that we may be victorious in you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. This morning, I have a little help with the message, and that is from two young people. And I'm going to ask for our first speaker, Josiah, come on up. It takes a lot of courage to speak a word from the Lord, so I ask you, hear ye him.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today I will be speaking out on how our dads are superheroes. You know how superheroes protect people? Well, dads are like that too. The qualities of a superhero are being kind, confident, brave, and having integrity. Dads need to be like that too. I'm not saying they're not, I'm just saying that's the right thing to do. Now, we can't forget about our other dad. He created us. He is our God, our Heavenly Father, our ultimate superhero. God shows us integrity by keeping his promises. The Bible is full of promises that God made to us. Just like in Deuteronomy chapter 31, where he led Joshua in verse 6, saying, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. He keeps his word, so we love and accept him as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. When the superheroes come around, the people trust that they will save the day. When our dads come up, when we know that they will save the day. Like when my dad allows us to use the instruments to explore our creativity, or Uncle Stuffy watches the kids so we can play around and not get in trouble, or Mr. Davis keeping the building safe, or Pastor Reggie making sure we are hearing and following the word of God to keep our souls safe. These are just a few examples, but if you look around the church, you will see many dads saving the day. As our ultimate superhero, God promised that he will save the day and that he will always keep his word. Happy Father's Day.
Amen. Morning, church. Today we're celebrating all fathers, men that have impact on children like myself today. I'm here to talk about my papa, Kevin Jones. From day one, in my mom's stomach, he's always been with me. Papa helps me with everything, from sports to managing my anger. He is my mentor. He's a good basketball and softball coach. Also, he makes sure everyone has fun and has plenty of snacks. My pop-up is my shield to protect me, especially when my mom wants to give me a pow-pow. And he straightens me out when I'm wrong, minus the pow-pow. He teaches me how to be a better young man and encourages me to do the right things. From the bottom of my heart and all of your 13 of your grandchildren hearts, we love you.
Amen. What a powerful message. And so this morning I want to share with you a little bit about my pop-pop. I didn't grow up in the traditional sense with a father in the home, as some may expect, but I always had my Heavenly Father. And so I just want to just share a little word from you of how God is truly the Father to the fatherless, and how He is a mighty sword and shield, and ultimately the rock of our salvation. As I ask you to turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Samuel, I want you to just imagine yourself in the story. If you turn to 2 Samuel chapter 21. 2 Samuel chapter 21. And I'm going to start with verse 15. But before I do, I want to set the background. You see, often as young people growing up in the church, we hear about David fighting Goliath, right? And oftentimes we get focused on how God blessed him to overcome that one giant. But I want to take you a little closer in deep study of God's word, because here in 2 Samuel chapter 21, we find out that there are times when we have enemies that just won't let it go. Did you know that David had a brother? Yes, he had several brothers, but God chose him, the youngest. I can relate with that because I'm the youngest in my family. But did you know that Goliath had a brother too? And that brother watched David year after year after year, but he wouldn't let it go. And so I find that this story, just snug right here in 2 Samuel chapter 22, gives such a powerful demonstration of God, because it says that in these times, this is at the end of David's battles with Saul, his battles with many enemies over the years. He had been a father, and he had even lost his sons. But one thing never changed, and that was God was with him. It tells us how there was war yet again with the Philistines. Only this time, David didn't have to fight alone. You see, in your journey in life, you're going to have battles. But remember, God said the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And in your life, you're going to have giants. Don't just think because you overcame the one giant that you won't have others looking to take you down. And so here we see that not one, not two, not three, but four giants came after David. It says in verse 15 that there was war again, and as David was fighting, he became weak and faint. And then one of his special forces came to help him. And the giant that he was fighting had a spear the weight of 300 shekels. Now imagine, this giant was ready. He said, I got a new sword, and I'm waiting to use it to kill David. Yes, your enemies might even start to prepare a new sword for you. Did you know that you're going to have new battles? And you're going to have new fights, but you still serve the same God. If he can help you take down the first giant in your life, he can continue all through your days. And so here we see that David had help. And as he was getting tired, one of his fighting mighty men, one of the original superheroes of the Bible, came and helped David take down that lion, that giant. And then in verse 18, it says, and it came to pass after this, there was war again in battle with the Philistines at Gob. And again, he had a giant on his back. This was Saph, which was one of the sons of the giants. Did you know the Philistines were a people of giants? And imagine, David didn't waver in his faith in God. But this time, he took that second giant down. And then again, we see another battle in verse 19, in the same place. Sometimes your battles will keep happening in the same place. And you ask God, why am I still here? Why do I have to keep fighting the same fight over and over again? Why? Because you got more giants to take down. In 19, verse 19, the Bible describes this special giant. He was the brother of Goliath. And he had a staff like a weaver's beam. And he just knew now is his time to take David down. But guess what? God blessed David and his people to overcome even Goliath's brother. And just when David thought it was over again, in these little few verses, four giants. Now, this last one is something like out of the comic books, right? We think that we hear all these comic superheroes from both the Marvel side and the DC comics, but guess what? None of them could compare to God, because God is the greatest superhero we could ever have. And so we see this mythic character come off the page. It says he had 24 fingers and toes in all. Yes, 6 fingers on the right, 6 fingers on the left, 6 fingers, 6 toes on his feet, and 6 toes on the other. In fact, this giant was born again of the Philistines, and this giant just knew that he was going to take David out. Can you imagine? We just thought the story ended with Goliath. But God had more for David to do. Does he have more for you to do? And so we see in verse 21, it says, "And when he had divided Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimei, the brother of David, slew him." You see, this time David had help. He didn't have to fight all his giants alone. Stop thinking that you're in this battle alone. God will put people in your life to help you overcome your giants. It doesn't matter if your giant is a job, if your giant is family, if your giant is your health, whatever it is, God has a plan. You are not alone. And so it says these four in verse 22 were born of the giant in Gath and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. Now something special happens here. And you got to understand, the Bible makes it clear, and this is something, it was my little nugget, because our scripture text was from Psalm 18, right? I want you to look at, put your finger in Psalm 18 for a moment, and then keep your hand on 2 Samuel chapter 22. 2 Samuel chapter 22 tells us, "And David spake to the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies, out of the hand of Saul." And verse 2, it says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, the God of my rock. In him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior, my Lord saveth me from violence." Hello? The replay. Let me take it there. It's Psalms chapter 18. It's good enough to say it again. David speaks this psalm in declaration of his thanks to God for deliverance. And he says, "I will love you, O Lord, my strength." And then he repeats those same words, the words that you saw in 2 Samuel. It says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength. In him will I trust. My buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. If you go ahead and do a little homework and you study those two chapters, you will hear the rest of the story and you'll understand why David broke out in praise. When God delivers you from not just one, but all of your enemies, you can't help but thank him. When you have lived long enough to know the goodness of God, your mouth will be filled with praise. It doesn't matter what you face. It doesn't matter what you're going through, because you know the same God that took down Goliath, the same God that took down those four giants, is the same God that can take down the giants of your life today. Is he your rock? Is he your sword? Is he your shield? Now let me just end on this, because this thing is deep. The Bible describes the shield as a buckler. Now that's a different kind of shield. Y'all thought Captain America had something on the shield? No. It shows us that in the Bible, there was a special shield. It was a smaller shield. It wasn't just used to defend and protect, but it was used to fight. That's why when the enemy, God says, I'm going to let him come close to you. Not at long distance. Because you don't understand that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. You got to understand this thing. When David says he's my rock, he didn't get that from his own. If you look at the book of Exodus, Moses declared, in Deuteronomy verse chapter 32, Moses declared that God was his rock. And when you look at Isaiah, who was after David, Isaiah didn't leave it. He didn't just forget about it. In Isaiah chapter 26, turn to it. Isaiah chapter 26, you're going to see something powerful here. Because this is a lesson that we all must learn. Ain't nobody getting into heaven without learning this lesson. In Isaiah chapter 26, we see something pretty powerful. You see, if we don't learn from the past, we will repeat it. But when we learn from the past, we will repeat it. Did you get it or did you miss it? Now, catch this. It's a song of confidence in God, not from David, but from Isaiah. And he says in the verses, he says, in this that day shall the song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and for bulwarks. Open the gates that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. I'm going to pause. This is the moment. God's word is relevant, because God is the same yesterday and forevermore, right? In this world that we live in, I have to say, in the words of Ray Lewis, get your mind right. Isaiah says, thou will keep him, in verse 3, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, not just when you take down Goliath. Keep on trusting him until Jesus comes. The Lord is Jehovah. He is an everlasting strength. And when I studied that in Hebrew, it refers to him as the rock of ages. Is God your rock? Is he your sword? David said when he went to Goliath, you come to me with sword and spear. I come in the name of the Lord God. He didn't need not one spear. All he had was a rock. and he got it right the first time. Is your aim straight? Then get your mind right. Trust in the Lord at all times. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And so I end on this note, going back to 2 Samuel chapter 22. This is what David said as he came to the end of his song. In verse 47, he says, "The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and be exalted, the God, the rock of my salvation. It is God that avengeth me, that bringeth down the people under me." And he says in verse 49 and 50, "And that bringeth me forth from my enemies. Thou hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks. I will give thanks unto thee, Lord, among the heathen. I will sing praises to his name." You cannot praise God and give him thanks if you haven't come through something. So don't get discouraged when you face troubles. Don't get upset or afraid or mad with God because you got to fight a battle. He's already told you the battle is not yours, it's his. When we think about God going in battle, he always goes before us. And so as we go through each and every day, I want you to keep this song on your mind. I've asked a few to help me with this song. I'm going to ask my dear brother to come on up and get on the organ. My daughter, can you get on the keyboard and help me out? Because I have to hear that note. Now, we all have gifts that God has given us. But the most important thing that any one of us can do, even if it's just a noise, give God praise. So this appeal today is a little different. I'm asking you to stay in your seat if you ain't got nothing to thank God for. But if you have something to thank him for, then you just go ahead and stand. And if you want to give a shout, if you want to give a praise, then just sing to the Lord. This little melody, I'm going to let it play just a little bit. But you know what? For those of you who know this song, just sing it with me. I'm going to make a joyful noise up in here. And the song goes like this. Yes, you can clap. That's right. We in the black church.
Jesus is a rock, my soul and shield. Jesus is the will in the middle of the will. He guides my footsteps and he wipes away all my tears. Jesus is a rock, my soul and shield.
Sing it with me. Yeah.
Jesus is my rock, my rock, my sword and shield. He's a will in the middle of a will. He guides my footsteps and he wipes away all my tears. Jesus is a rock, my sword and shield. Oh, rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hug myself in thee. For I was tired and weak. I was worn. But Jesus is my rock, my sword and shield. Sing it with me. Jesus is a rock, my sword and shield.
He's a will in the middle of the wheel. Yeah. He guides my footsteps and he wipes away all my tears. Jesus is a rock, my sword and shield. Oh, rock of ages, clap for me. Let me guide myself in thee. When my enemies were coming after me, I call on Jesus, my rock, my sword and shield. Say, Jesus is a rock, my sword and shield. He's a will in the middle of a will. He guides my footsteps and he wipes away all my tears. Jesus is a rock, my sword and shield. Last verse. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. I was tired, I was weak, I was born through the storm, through the night. Be my hand, help me glide. Lord, Jesus is a rock. Say, Jesus is a rock. Yes, Lord. 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 Is he your strong tower? Mighty fortress and power. Jesus is a rock. Sword and shield. Jesus is a rock, my sword and shield. He's a mill in the middle of a will. He's a lily of the valley.
In the middle of the wheel.
Makes no difference what you say. I'm going to get on my knees and pray. Jesus, my rock, my sword and shield.